Media reports here indicate that the Royal Bank of Scotland may be considering bonus payments this year totaling around $1.5 billion. British Treasury Secretary Alistair Darling says he understands no figures have been agreed on, but he maintains the bank's failure and failures at other financial institutions that are also now taxpayer-supported should not be rewarded.
No one that is associated with these large losses should be allowed to walk away with large cash bonuses. Now, obviously, there are contractual problems with some staff, and indeed, if you look at your average teller across the counter who you meet, they're not terribly well paid, and I don't think anyone would quarrel with making sure they're properly rewarded.
RBS received a $30 billion lifeline from the British taxpayer in October, and it expects record losses for 2008. With the public now holding a 68% stake in the institution, Darling says big bonuses will no longer be viewed as business as usual.
What is wrong, though, is that whereas in the past a bonus was something special you got as a reward for hard work or you're putting in an extra effort, over the years, a lot of bankers have come to expect it is a right, very large bonuses, and that just cannot go on.
The Treasury spokesman for the main opposition Conservative Party, George Osborne, agrees that the way banks operated in the past will no longer be tolerated.
The party is over for the banks. You can't go on paying yourselves 20 times what a heart surgeon earns. So that whole culture has to come to an end. And I think the bankers and indeed the government have to understand. You can't just reflate the balloon that burst. You have to look to a new banking settlement, a new economic model that is much more stable.
Alistair Darling says he will announce who will chair the review into bank bonuses and risk management on Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama has imposed a $500,000 cap on the salaries of top American executives at some banks receiving taxpayer money. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.